Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia Altshuler, the social-emotional counselor at the middle school, and as always, joined by Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal.
You know what, Gaia?
What?
It's been a long go.
There's a lot going on.
There really has been a lot going on.
Yes, and so much so we actually took last week off the podcast. We're really happy to be back with you. We hate to miss, but we had Wacky Wednesday.
We had Wacky Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We had a gala.
We did have a gala.
We had a medieval day.
You missed out if you weren't in the seventh grade pod for medieval day.
So let's just go through some of these things.
Let's break them down.
Wacky Wednesday.
Led by our very own Tammy Cuckoo, by the way. You did so much behind the scenes.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Tell us about it.
It's a team effort. Let's just be, absolutely. You know, it's a team effort. There were some great classes this year. Mm-hmm. Kids got to do a variety of different things.
We had surfing, shrimp games.
You might know about a show called Squid Games. I'm not recommending it at all. Shrimp Games was a tug of war game. It was crazy. We had spring rolls, cupcake decorating, scavenger hunts.
Surfing in the pool. Lifeguarding 101.
Lions games. People throwing water balloons and all kinds of things.
Spreading acts of kindness. Secret service agents. There was a lot happening.
Mm-hmm. And I think everyone thoroughly enjoyed themselves. In our fourth and fifth graders, oh my gosh, we had first responders here. We had this tractor bear cat thing. We had firefighters and water hoses and dogs tracking down things and a helicopter. It was great.
Hands-on learning at its finest.
I love that. Hands-on learning. Definitely. Then there was the gala.
A huge yearly Oaks Christian highlight.
Always
a
success.
We met the gala dog.
Gala dog came out on Wacky Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Heard great things about the gala. Thank you all who went to the gala and supported Oaks Christian in that way.
We are thankful. Medieval Day. Give us the highlights.
Oh my goodness. At Medieval Day, there were princesses, dragons, doctors, kids getting the bubonic plague. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was wild.
Yeah.
Knights in shining armor.
We had a fashion show.
Royalty was there. Mm-hmm. It was wild. There was a fashion show, a jousting opportunity, a medieval meal. If your student is in seventh grade, you got to ask them about it if they didn't tell you already.
Absolutely.
It was great.
That being said, a lot has been going on. And a lot is coming. The end of the year is full of so many fun and exciting things, but it's very easy to lose track. So we wanted to take this episode just to lay out what are some important dates and things coming up in the rest of spring semester that we want you to be aware of.
Okay, get your pen and paper out. We got April 18th through the 27th. Easter vacation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're looking forward to it, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm not even going anywhere, but I'm looking forward to it. May 8th, 9th, and 10th, we got a great production. Mm-hmm. Newsies. If you haven't seen it, you got to see it here at Oaks Christian.
Don't miss.
I've seen kids practicing, singing, dancing, all the lines. Everything's great. There's going to be a group with fans, and it was pretty cool. I'm excited about that. May 15th, there is an arts extravaganza. Definitely come out for that. There is physical art on the walls. There are things that your students have created.
Yes.
I believe there are also musical talents that will be present at the arts extravaganza. It's pretty awesome. You've got kids just playing violins and pianos and saxophones all over the place. And also art. Pretty cool. And then eighth grade's got a lot going on.
Eighth grade has a lot going on. Walk us through all things graduation.
Okay. Pay attention carefully. Eighth grade graduation, May 23rd. It's a must-see. Definitely come out. Mm-hmm. The bridge crossing. on May 22nd. It's not a thing that you can actually attend, parents, but it's fun for our kids. It's their last time walking across the bridge as eighth graders, and they are now ninth graders. That also is the award ceremony, which you should attend. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. We give out awards for different areas of subject matters, for mm-hmm. different subject matters that day. Mm-hmm. And there will also be some eighth grade graduation practice on that day as well. And then on May 25th, they are going on the ECA. It's an adventure of a lifetime. Eighth graders come back forever changed and mm-hmm. understanding many different things mm-hmm. about American history.
Great way to end the year. Lastly, our sixth and seventh graders who will not be attending ECA, their award ceremony and end of the year festivities are on June 3rd. So make sure to come out for that, parents. We would love to have you at the award ceremony. All right. So as we said, Easter break is coming very soon. Yes, we can tell that by the calendar, but I think also we can tell that by maybe some of the behaviors coming up, kids having a hard time focusing, pushing some boundaries and rules. So we've had some important conversations with some of the students in the pod in the past few weeks about behavior. And one of our commitments to you as parents when we started this podcast was to bring you into some of these conversations that we're having. So, Tammy, can you share a little bit about what those conversations have entailed?
Sure. You know, it's just a reminder of the value system that we have here at Oaks Christian, mm-hmm. some of the behaviors that we want your kids to add to their life. You know, when you've got to push all the way to Easter, it gets tough. Mm-hmm. I want you to know this is not a unique experience every school year. It is a push to Easter. It's tough to get to. And we're just experiencing a lapse in some of the value systems that we have at school, mm-hmm. like considering ourselves and others. We're having a hard time there. We're getting a little squirrely in classes. Mm-hmm. We're getting a little laxed on our mm-hmm. uniform. You know, just the small things. And to be honest with you, if those are the biggest challenges we have at Oaks Christian, great. But there's still things we can fix. Mm-hmm. So we just want to encourage you to continue to partner with us. And if you notice your student is trying to get laxed on wearing their uniform to school, let's encourage them to go ahead and put on their full uniform. Mm-hmm. If they're bringing gum to school, let's go ahead and encourage them to keep it at home. And if they're having a hard time sitting still in class, let them know that we are also having a hard time sitting still in class. But we are biting at the bullet.
We're making it happen.
So just wanted to keep you in the loop on some of those mm-hmm. things. We've had some talks with our seventh, eighth. We've had some talks with sixth through eighth grade about different things. You know, we also are having some issues in our bathroom with cleanliness.
Yeah.
So we had some conversations, particularly around our boys' restrooms. Mm-hmm. So if you could remind your male student that, you know, it's important for us to treat all areas of the school with respect, that'd be great.
We so appreciate you echoing these same things at home.
Yes, and so, Gaia, what's our SEL support look like?
So, SEL, this is a very intense time of year, particularly for our eighth graders. The end of the year brings a lot of change. They are getting ready to cross the bridge and become high schoolers. They are excited, but there are also a lot of unknowns that are attached to that transition, along with getting ready to go on a week-long trip to the East Coast, another very exciting thing, but also maybe a first for some of them who have not left mom and dad or been away from home for that long. They've picked high school classes recently. They're very well aware of all of this change. And at the same time, they don't know what to do with all of this change. So you may see behaviors coming out a little bit sideways just because of the stress that they are under. So this is just a reminder that the Social Emotional Office is here for you, would love to partner with you. As a parent, if you're wondering how to best support your child during this time, please reach out, give me a phone call, send me an email. I would love to be of support to your student during these transitions. And just for any child here at the middle school, the end of the year, can just any seasonal change can bring up different emotions. So if there's anything we can do to support you in that process, we would love to do so. And that leads me into our call to action for the week, which is check in with your student about all that is coming up. Prepping kids can help tremendously when we're heading into busy and stressful seasons. Letting them know what's ahead, letting them know what's expected of them can relieve a lot of stress and pressure that they know that you as a parent are in it with them. So maybe take some time at dinner or in the bedtime routine just to look into the future a few weeks and start to provide a space for them to process all that is to come. And we leave you with a verse of the week in this incredibly busy time.
Our verse of the week is Psalms 46, 10 through 11. Before I read it, just want to make sure you're still following along with our 40 days of prayer. Things are still going strong. If you are hearing about that for the first time, if you are on the WhatsApp, you'll be able to see all of the posts. And also you can look on the Access parent page and find that information. But the verse of the week is Psalms 46, 10 through 11. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." And with that, we are in the middle with you.